Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
When you drive through the farm stores, you'll find it's about time.
This is an old radio commercial for farm stores. The chain of drive-through grocery stores is all over South Florida. And those drive-throughs have been around since the 1950s.
You'd go there to get your basic American fare, stuff like milk, ice cream, and eggs. But as people from Cuba and all over Latin America began to make new lives here, new items started showing up on the shelves.
Tres leches, flan, and pan cubano.
That's our former intern, Julia Longoria. During breaks home from college this year, Julia put together this story of how farm stores became La Vaquita.
My dad was 13 when his family left Cuba for South Florida in the 1970s. They moved into a house in sleepy West Palm Beach, and a few blocks away was a farm store.
They used to have these really 50s looking, very tacky and weird, but amazingly unique cows that were sculptured, mounted on a rotating post.
La Vaquita means the little cow. Today, there's a little cow on the company logo.
It was one of those Cuban things where people name the store or name the beer. Like, for instance, Beck's beer has a little picture of a doll. Have you ever noticed? You don't drink beer, so that I know of. So anyways, the Cubans would call Beck's beer La Muñequita because it had a picture of a little dancer, a little doll.
When my dad was growing up, he and his dad would take walks around the neighborhood after dinner, just like the walks we take now around our own block in Miami. They'd wander over to La Vaquita, and they always bought the same thing.
A gallon of milk and a box of ice cream, which was amazing to me that, you know, you could get ice cream in a box. It was the Neapolitan flavor, which had strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate. And, of course, you drove through La Vaquita, but we didn't have a car, which is kind of funny because if there was a line of cars, we didn't know what to do. You know, we would just stand around until there was no cars. I think in West Palm, there was only one in town that I know about.
People always think we only have one store, the one in their neighborhood.
Just as farm store CEO Carlos Baird said, we all feel like each farm store is our own. Like we were the ones who first coined La Vaquita. Like it's our own personal slice of South Florida.
If you go into Hialeah and you say, where's the farm stores? People may give you a puzzled look. They may not know where it is. You ask them where La Vaquita is, and they can tell you every single location we have in Hialeah.
Casi, tu pagué? Dos bananas. Manguitos no va a llevar, no hay mango.
The story of farm stores is the story of South Florida. Hispanics arrived in the 1960s and 70s, and we made this place our own. Miami became Miami, Pastelitos came to Publix, and farm stores became La Vaquita.
La Vaquita, La Vaquita, de Vaquita, La Vaquita lo resuelve.
Today, there are about 100 farm stores in South Florida. You might think that the company would have officially changed its name to La Vaquita, and they have trademarked the name. But there are also stores in places like Sarasota and Tampa, and La Vaquita doesn't quite translate in those places. For Under the Sun, I'm Julia Longoria.
Gracias. Farm stores is still adapting to the times. Starting this year, customers don't need a car anymore. They can order their groceries online. You can see a photo of Julia and her dad on our website, WLRNunderthesun.org.
Also, Under the Sun is about to release our first CD. It's called Miami Stories. It's from our live show with Lip Service, 8 true stories told by the people who lived them. You can find out more about our CD at WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman.